This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID numbers are improving. The state reports 265 people in the hospital with COVID Monday. That's down by more than 1,400 since the Omicron peak in January. The federal government is giving Denver's transit agency another $53 million in pandemic relief money. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The boost will help the regional transportation district run its buses and trains more often and in more places. RTD has been running only about 70% of its pre-pandemic service in recent years. Now, the extra federal bump will help RTD get that figure up to about 85%. RTD will need to staff up before that can happen, though. It is close to finalizing a new contract that could mean big raises for frontline workers, including drivers and mechanics. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The ride to school could soon be cleaner for more Colorado children. Four school districts have won federal money to replace older diesel-burning school buses with newer low-emission buses. Water users in the San Luis Valley are working to protect their diminishing resources. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
A recent symposium focusing on the Rio Grande River Basin featured conversations on the connection between surface and groundwater. Heather Dutton manages the San Luis Valley Water Conservancy District. She says water is critical to the economy and culture of the region.
When a farmer sells a dollar of potatoes, there's 47 cents that goes back to the community, and that supports restaurants, stores, equipment dealers, fertilizer, chemicals, truckers, hospitals.
Dutton says water-based recreation generates $500 million annually in the Rio Grande Basin. As for the aquifer, some farmers are cutting back groundwater pumping by 30%. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
President Biden is expected to announce a ban on Russian oil imports this morning. The president will talk about this latest response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine later in this hour, and we'll carry that live. This is CPR News.